It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for July 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Voters are slowly returning ballots for Colorado's primary election next week. So far, turnout is at about 15%. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The Republican U.S. Senate race is the only statewide primary this year, and about 150,000 Republican ballots have been returned. Lynn Bartles is the spokeswoman for the Colorado Secretary of State's office. She expects to see a surge over the weekend. She notes that turnout for the primary 4 years ago reached 22%.
I remember we had a really heavily contested governor's race on the Republican side.
She says the five-way GOP primary race for Senate hasn't garnered as much attention from the public, and Democrats are also voting in local primaries, especially in places like Denver with a hotly contested district attorney's race and state legislative primaries. Unaffiliated voters can affiliate with either party through Election Day to vote in the primary. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Two wildfires continue to smolder on the western slope. The Pitch and Kelso fires are both in the Dominguez Escalante National Conservation Area south of Grand Junction. Both were ignited last week by lightning. The combined 600 acres are contained, but crews will keep an eye on it as the interior continues to burn. You can find more information about those fires and others across the west at kvnf.org under the News tab. American Indian mascots draw controversy. They're most visible as logos for sports teams, and some in Colorado call them the symbols of racism. Efforts in the state legislature to ban or phase out the mascots at schools have failed. They haven't stopped some schools from working with American Indians to find the middle ground, as Benta Berkland reports.
About an hour east of Denver sits tiny Strasburg. It was here in 1870 that the last spike was hammered in the nation's coast-to-coast railroad. And this is home to the Indians, the high school's sports teams. Today, several hundred students from elementary to high school are entering the gym.
High school, you're sitting on the lower bleachers only.
And then it begins. Members of the Northern Arapaho Indian tribe are here today, too. Children, women, and men are adorned in feathers, headdresses, bells, moccasins. They tap lightly, circling on the floor.
Watch your footwork. All right, here we go.
This powwow will span about 3 hours and include many dances. Dances with hoops, dances for prairie chickens, dances for celebration.
It's part of who we are as Native people. We don't just perform, but we dance from our hearts, and we dance with our spirit.
That's hoop dancer Jasmine Bell. Her husband is a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe. This ceremony is the step in something new, a cultural dialogue and partnership between American Indians and the school. Lindsay Nichols, a recent graduate, led the project. The idea grew from her fascination of American Indians and what she wasn't learning in the classroom.
When I got to high school, I realized that we don't really learn about the specific tribes who used to live in Strasburg and the surrounding areas. We just learn a general Native American segment in our history class.
Nichols wanted to know more about the school mascot and the Northern Arapaho tribe that called the area home before the arrival of settlers. Members now live on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. Strasburg's mascot is less controversial than some. It shows a portrait of an Indian elder wearing a feathered headdress. A tribal member is currently updating the artwork. Michelle Woodard is the school's athletic director.
The biggest change would be more sharp features. The eyes are a lot different. We were very close with feathers. Using the Indian headdress has been a very big tradition here at the school. We've had many teachers that have created artwork. We want to have the headdress on our uniforms, on our t-shirts.
Strasburg isn't dropping the name Indians. That's not what the dialogue is about. It is about how the school can keep the name Indians, but do so respectfully. Principal Jeff Rasp.
As a school, we knew the right thing to do was to examine our mascot and determine whether it's respectful or not.
Last year, Rasp testified against a bill at the State House. That bill failed, and it wanted schools to get permission from tribes to use mascots or face steep fines.
I don't think it's the right route. If you come on as like a hammer, I think if it evolved from the community, that's going to affect the most long-lasting and genuine change.
The governor's office and the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs are now attempting just that. They created a special group to visit 4 schools as a pilot, including Strasburg. The other schools are the Eaton Reds, Loveland Indians, and Lamar Savages. Dave Tecklenburg is the superintendent of the Lamar School District. So far, the school has decided to keep the controversial Savages mascot. Tecklenburg says the mascot has been part of the community for generations.
Just the tradition, the rich tradition.
For Ben S. Ridgely, a member of the Northern Arapaho Tribe's Business Council, the name Savages goes too far.
It's too harsh, you know, it's too harsh for it. Because we're civilized. We're not savages.
He and many others in his tribe don't dispute American Indian mascots such as the Indians or warriors. Norman Paul Willow says mascots can help build awareness of Native history and its modern issues in people.
Mascot is kind of like tribute to us. They recognize us, feel pride that somebody's using what we've been through.
About 30 Colorado schools still use American Indian mascots. For now, the state will continue to develop partnerships between schools and tribes. At least one lawmaker says if the process stalls, he'll look for a legislative fix. But no matter what happens in the future, one member of the Northern Arapaho tribe urged everyone to respect what the name Indian is about. During the powwow, he said to the Strasburg Indians, "We've been through a lot, and we're still here." I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.